I'm talking with the partners from PTM, which is doing Edge Collective. And I'd like to introduce them. First of all, we've got Scott, who is
Chief Investment Officer.
And we've got Michael,
CEO.
And we've got Nick,
Chief Operations Officer.
Thanks all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Edge Collective has gotten a lot of excitement when you announced the plans. What's the overview of what the project is all about? It's a mixed-use project, and what will it include?
So the project is made up of a few different components, namely the first one being a Moxy by Marriott hotel, which will be a 161-room Moxy hotel. The second component is a food hall, and the operator being the Hall on Franklin, originally from Tampa, and he's going to be opening up another location here in St. Pete. We'll also have a co-working facility, about 17,000 square feet, which will be in the food hall, and the co-working will occupy an existing building on the property, which is a four-story building currently Furnish Me Vintage on the corner of 13th and Central. And then we'll have a rooftop pool bar venue on top of the hotel.
Why did you pick this particular set of elements to go into the project? Why this particular mix of different offerings?
We looked at mixed-use development, you know, not just the sum of the parts, but really 1+1=3. And we really envision a project where each of the uses feeds off each other and really utilizes and makes this space as efficient as possible versus just individual standalone businesses or operators that don't interact with each other. You know, it started with the existing four-story building and how do we best repurpose that structure and what are two uses that will really feed off each other and be cohesive. And then in evaluating what is now the parking lot, really what was the highest and best use for that site. We looked at the neighborhood and the Edge District in particular, and you see a lot of multifamily development happening in the area. And going through that process, we thought the market's demand is being filled for that type of product. But we saw a need for this type of hospitality offering limited service. And fortunately, Marriott felt the same way. And the Moxy brand and ethos kind of fit very well with the Edge District and the neighborhood, and then also tied in well with the plan for the existing building.
Now, Moxy's not a real familiar name to a lot of people. Can you explain what that brand is all about, Michael?
The Moxy is a new brand being rolled out by Marriott. So you have the support of the Marriott Bonvoy program, 130 million loyal customers worldwide. But what Marriott has realized is the experiential lifestyle hotel has become much more popular, right? The hotel that is unique to the city that it finds itself in, right? So if you think about all the Marriotts, a AC hotel is a great hotel, as is a Courtyard, but every single one is virtually identical. Same kind of fit out, same kind of layout, same type of rooms. The Moxy is unique to the city that it's in. So we have a lot of flexibility and bandwidth to utilize the elements of St. Pete, which are amazing, and make this a local boutique hotel that caters to the limited service element. So that Moxy really is a focus on bringing the millennial population to their property, right? Focusing on the experiential portion, having outsized amenities for the and common areas for the size of a hotel, and making sure that the rooms have all the basic needs for the guests, but really encouraging that the guests be utilizing the facilities and being outside. And in our mind, what better market for that than the city of St. Petersburg, especially downtown on Central Avenue in the Edge District.
Now, PTM's out of Miami. So how'd you find St. Pete? How'd you find the Edge District? What's the backstory about how you came here?
So prior to launching PTM, the three of us collectively worked together for one of the largest private developers in the country, based in New York. And when evaluating investment into Florida, we had looked at the entire state, north to south, east to west, spent the better part of 6 months really getting our arms around it and understanding it. And the area that seemed the most attractive to us, and this is now almost 11 years ago, from a quality of life, affordability standpoint, the population growth and employer base was really the I-4 corridor running along from Orlando through Tampa to St. Pete. And all three of those markets at that point in time were in, and they still are, were in very different stages of growth and development. And the real focus coming out of New York was always on the Tri-County area in South Florida, right? Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade. Ultimately, at that point in time, our previous employer wanted to focus more in South Florida, but we kept an eye, you know, personally on watching what was happening here, particularly in the Tampa, St. Pete markets. And when we created PTM, the opportunity that we saw within Tampa and St. Petersburg was tremendous. And a big part of what PTM does, right? Our first platform is an opportunity zone focused platform. And, you know, when the legislation came out, the mayors of both St. Pete and Tampa did a tremendous job making sure that they and their administration and staff understood the power of the OZ. And they were able to really do a very good job making sure that designations, you know, covered great areas for future development within their respective cities. And for downtown St. Petersburg, obviously a big focus was the Trop Field, right? 86 acres in the heart of downtown is a tremendous redevelopment opportunity that not just for the city, but for the county. And this site has the great benefit of sitting across the street on the other side of First Avenue and then having this frontage on Central Avenue. There's not that many 1.5 acre sites sitting along Central Avenue anymore where, you know, we just love the pedestrian nature of that block. So that was a long-winded answer to your question.
You've got so much packed in there. I want to dig into it a little bit more. First of all, opportunity zones. What about opportunity zones is so appealing to PTM? You've raised, is it a $100 million fund you're raising to invest?
Yeah. I mean, we raised and closed on a multi-asset fund and also single-asset funds that came to about $98 million.
What is it about opportunity zones that was so appealing to PTM and to your investors?
The opportunity zones is an extraordinarily powerful legislation, right? It is created to foster investment into what is considered by the U.S. Census Bureau low-income housing tracts, areas that have not seen tremendous investment and development for a period of time. And in return for doing so, there's certain tax benefits of doing that. For a group like PTM, where we worked for a developer who was a build and hold mentality, meaning that they don't sell what they build, they hold it forever. We come from the world of really assessing markets from the growth prospects, right? What are the underlying fundamentals of this market look like? What do the demographic trends look like over the long term? And then we evaluate to what does that market need? What is lacking in that market? And that's what we strive to build if it fits what we know how to build. And the OZ really fits that very nicely because you have to hold an asset for 10 years minimum. So we're long-term builders and holders of our properties. And the focus is really for us is creating impact, right? And having done projects collectively, like the One Hotel, which is an eco-luxury focused hotel brand, with the first one in Miami Beach. Now there's several others in New York, Brooklyn, California. But it's really focused on green and sustainability. We did a very large-scale mixed-use master development in North Miami where we took a former EPA Superfund site and converted that into this urban oasis that's now called Sole Mia that is currently being still developed by Lefrak and Turnberry, which is an amazing example of urban brownfield redevelopment, but creating tremendous impact. And for PTM, our projects really revolve around what is the impact we can create in a local community? And how is the benefit not just financially to our investors and partners, but to the local stakeholders and surrounding community, which the nature of the mixed use project for Edge Collective really is inviting on multiple fronts for impact.
The other thing you mentioned that I wanted to dig into there, Michael, was it's so close to Tropicana Field. But the fate of Tropicana Field is up in the air. We don't know yet. How has that played into your decision with the Edge Collective project?
Yeah, we just see it as upside down the road, you know, if and when something happens there. You know, it's great having the team right now. Still get 81 home games a year with, call it 5,000 to 10,000 people. It's kind of in the off season when you think about the hospitality market, but it's not driving our investment necessarily. But since we are long-term builders and owners of the real estate, over the next 10 plus years, we do see the huge, tremendous redevelopment potential of that area. And so we're optimistic that something great will happen there, but we're not, you know, banking on it. And that, it wasn't driving our investment solely.
Is PTM interested in perhaps additional development in St. Petersburg, including whatever may happen on the Trop Field site?
Of course, we would love more opportunities to do more work here. All of our experiences so far to date with all of the local stakeholders has been nothing but positive. And when it comes to the Tropicana Field site, we really feel that that's a very unique, very special piece of property. It's not a lot of piece of property of that size connected to a downtown near an interstate such as that, connected so closely to airports and other significant infrastructure. So we like the site a lot and would love the chance to do more.
Marjorie, I'll ask you if you know something we don't.
I'm just an observer. I do know, though, that at a St. Petersburg State of the Economy presentation, there was a consultant's report that said to get the highest and best use out of that site and draw the best companies you could possibly draw, the city really needs to work on strengthening its ties with the university and up its game in terms of talent attraction and that sort of thing. Are those issues that you see as well?
The one that consultant probably came from somewhere like New York, right? Where they get big universities and there are lots of companies. Because I hear the same thing in a lot of cities where they're looking at large-scale redevelopment. St. Pete is really unique, actually, for the size of the city. And we could even group in all of Pinellas County. You know, it's large. But the amount of Fortune 500 companies that sit within this area is very high relative to what you see in other cities of this size, right? So the need for talent is there, right? It's not like a market that's solely focused on hospitality or a market that is solely focused on, you know, one giant insurance company. You have Fortune 500 tech companies, Fortune 500 financial advisory companies. Those are a big deal. So university and schooling, sadly, I think that that's a much broader conversation across a lot of different cities and states, right? And Florida, unfortunately, has been notorious for not having the best schooling system. And really, it's a statewide thing that needs to be addressed, not so much a citywide thing.
Interesting.
And if I may add one other item, one of the things that we did like about the site is the site is, of course, on Central Avenue between 11th Street and 13th Street, but it also has significant and very nice frontage on First Avenue South. And the only thing wrong with First Avenue South is that it's right next to Central Avenue, which is just an amazing main street, right? But First Avenue South is a great street in and of itself. So we actually have a third of an acre that's right on First Avenue South that we've set aside for a phase two, because we really wanted to see what happened with the Tropicana Field site. And we've tried to design the site plan in such a way with our partner, Storen Architecture, to have a pedestrian-friendly nature that picks up on Central Avenue and has a paseo that goes from Central Avenue to First Avenue South with the hopes that that's a direct conduit to the Tropicana Field site when that develops, which it will. And we hope the Rays stay there.
So tell me a little bit more about what you've been doing most recently. As we record this, you've been here in St. Petersburg for a couple of days. And what have you been doing and what's kind of your next steps in advancing the plans for Edge Collective?
So our first meeting this week was yesterday, and it picks up on what Mike had said earlier about the moxie and how it's very important to that brand to really develop the design of the properties to pick up the local cues and integrate themselves into the neighborhood. So we spent a lot of time with our designers going over the current design for the interior of the property. And the thing that we focused on with this property is the creative elements of St. Pete and of the Edge Arts District. So our lobby will have cues to art, music, photography, and we're trying to pick up all of that and have it represented in different elements of the actual space. So we think of the lobby as not only a place for the hotel guests to enjoy, but we really want the neighborhood to come there and listen to music, take a look at what art. We intend to have rotating art there. Enjoy the outdoor space that we're creating. We're creating a 7,000 square foot garden that the hotel lobby, the food hall, and the co-working space can all enjoy, and the neighborhood can really all enjoy. It'll be open to the public. So we spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
Beyond meeting with the architects and the ID, right, we've spent a good deal of time just working through, you know, ideas with the local community and the city. You know, the Edge Neighborhood Association is tremendously helpful in helping us, you know, create something that will integrate and weave, you know, help weave the story further of the Edge. And in our hopes, really bring the 50-yard line of downtown St. Pete closer to the, you know, 1100, 1200 block, right? Because Bodega should be the middle of everything. But the rest of what we've been up to for the week will have to remain very confidential, because there's a lot of cool things that we want to slowly, you know, announce with the project as people start actually seeing it, because we're really excited about this. It's going to be great.
Can we dig a little deeper into the partners you're working with? Station House, Gianco Companies, and the operators of the Hall on Franklin. How did you select those partners, and what will they bring to Edge Collective that will be unique?
So the group that we acquired the property from actually had already been in discussion with multiple different vendors, of which Station House and the Hall on Franklin were two.
And that was Tricera you acquired
from.
Who
owns the majority of the remainder of the block and are fantastic partners with us, right? So there's a lot that we're going to collaborate on really creating a site from corner to corner, from the 1100 to 1300 block, that all talks and works amongst each other, which is great and unique. Jamal Wilson, who is the Hall on Central, they're fantastic, right? They have a space that is a little bit off the beaten path in Tampa. Does that call it the Hall on Central?
That's what this will be.
I meant the Hall on Franklin. And, you know, Franklin Street is not quite on Main Street in Tampa, but that place is busy all the time. And I think what Jamal has demonstrated is not just the ability to find amazing purveyors within his space, but he curates an experience there that is, you know, you're able to dine with waiter and waitress service, which is unique to a food hall. You're able to go get your counter service if you so choose to do it that way. And you could just sit at the bar and get a drink or a cup of coffee and call it a day. So it's really three different places in one. And that excludes the activities that happen on Friday and Saturday night, where it happens to be a really lively nightlife, you know, place. So when you have that and you have that kind of experiential, multifaceted operator, and then you have a limited service hotel adjacent, we now have the ability to offer the guests at the hotel multiple different food options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, a additional nightlife option, right? And for the hall, they have 161 captive hotel guests to feed. We have the ability to work through ideas about providing in-room dining. We have the ability to talk about banquet and events. And we also have, as Nick mentioned, this great 7,000 square foot garden, which will, you know, be served by both properties collaboratively. So there's a lot there.
And you also have the people who'll be in the co-working space just above the hall.
So we're working with Steve Gianfilippo from Gianco Companies. And there's very little negative you could say about Station House, right? Their product is unbelievable. It is extraordinarily unique. In a business where there are no barriers to entry for the co-working, what he creates is a very curated, unique office. And the design, the fit out, the one that's over here on 200 First Avenue South, it's amazing. And then he has the space over on 6th and Central, which is also a very cool paseo, which that kind of architecture found its way into the design at the Edge Collective. And then what he has just opened up at Hyde Park is, you know, arguably one of the nicest office spaces, forget co-working, office spaces we've ever seen. And what Steve does is he creates this, it's not just an office, right? There's speakers coming in to talk. Every time we're at the one in downtown St. Pete, there's someone taking pictures for some kind of photography event. And then he has all these banquets and events, you know, flowing out of his space. So for us, I mean, what better kind of tenant could we have with all the different areas of activation and a hotel where we could have meeting space, events, you know, we could utilize his programming. It's just, there's, as Scott said, 1 + 1 can really equal 3 here. So we're very excited about that.
So do you have a groundbreaking date set?
So our intent is to start in June of this year. We've recently selected our general contractor and we're beginning work with them.
Who will that be?
Kellogg Kimsey. And going in for our permit sets with the city. And we're pushing ahead. The hope here is to open first quarter of 2022.
Well, this is really an amazing project and I'm really glad you stepped in to tell us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I would just be remiss to talk about partners and the collaboration of this project if we didn't talk about Storin Studio for Architecture and Avril Colas and what an amazing you know, firm they are and how they're really plugged in with St. Pete. They're actually work out of the station house.
You know, it was important for us to integrate a lot of local participants in the project itself. You know, we have an architect that we work with on the project originally, Kobe Karp, and we wanted to make sure that we had somebody that really knew the terrain, really knew the stakeholders and knew the neighborhood, was familiar with station house and the hall. So we have that with Evald and his team. He has a lot of great experience coming into this, a lot of local knowledge that we really are looking to tap in. We've been on the same page about what this project should be from the get, about how it should have mixed use, how it should really have features that really complement each other and amplify each other in very strong and significant ways. So it's been a pleasure working with the design team.
When you have a team that's all kind of on the same page, has the same vision, it really tends to show in the final product. So I'm sure it will be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.